This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وَمَنْ يُطْعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة.
Today is the first, we've completed the first week of the month of Sha'ban. The month of Sha'ban is a forgotten month, a month that is virtuous in and of itself, that comes before the month of Ramadan. Just like when you have the five daily prayers, in which with each prayer there are rawatib, sunan al-rawatib. There are sunnah prayers before and after. Likewise with the month of Ramadan. Before it is the fasting that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, yet many are unaware of. The fasting of the month of Sha'ban. And of course, after the month of Ramadan, you have the fasting of Shawwal. The virtues of which are well known to those who are keen in trying to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But those who are not keen in trying to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they may be unaware. And so how do we prepare? What are some of the things that we can do during this blessed month, the month of Sha'ban? First and foremost, we should continue to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to live and be able to witness and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, he said, كَانَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا دَخَلَ رَجَبْ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever Rajab arrived, قال, he would say, اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَنَا فِي رَجَبْ. O Allah, bless us in Rajab, wa Sha'ban, and in the month of Sha'ban. So this is a dua for the blessing of the month of Rajab and the month of Sha'ban. Wa ballighna Ramadan. And help us to witness and be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we be alive during the month, and help us to be alive during the month of Ramadan and take advantage of it. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put blessing in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. So these are blessed months also, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us during these days, to make these days fruitful for us. And in preparation for Ramadan, we should of course be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every single time. But when it's near the month of Ramadan, you should be thankful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us alive during this time. So this is the planning. We have to plan for it. Plan for the month of Ramadan. And if you plan for the month of Ramadan, whatever you plan on doing during the month of Ramadan, even if you pass away, even if you pass away before that month, you will inshallah still get the reward of the month of Ramadan that's coming, even if it doesn't arrive, because you're making that plan and you're making the azimah to do some of the things that you're doing. You make that conviction already. Because when a person intends to do something, just that intention to do something, the planning to do something, he will get the reward already. But if he makes the conviction that he's going to do something, then he'll get the full reward of it, inshallah. He'll get the full reward just thinking about doing it, just planning it alone. But if you make the conviction and your intention has reached a point of conviction, which is al-azima, then inshallah you will get the reward whether you are alive during that month or not. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, إِذَا مَرِضَ الْعَبْدُ أَوْ سَافَرَ كُتِبَ لَهُ مِثْلَ مَا كَانَ يَعْمَلُ مُقِيمًا صَحِيحًا. When a servant becomes sick or he travels, the reward will be written for him. The reward of that which he used to do before he became sick and before he started his journey will be written for him, as if he was still home and not sick. Why? Because if he was at home, he would pray all the sunans. He would wake up at nighttime or fast and so forth. But now because he's traveling, he's unable to do that because of the hardships and difficulties of travel. He will still get the reward of all that he used to do before he was traveling. And when someone becomes sick, and they used to come to the masjid every single day, but then they become sick, and you never know when a person becomes sick, because sometimes a person becomes sick and it becomes chronic, becomes the reason for him. Maybe he's unable to go to the masjid at all, except with some difficulties or someone literally carrying him or helping him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah keeps us all safe. But if these things happen, if you will always used to come to the masjid, then you will still get the same reward even when you're praying at home because you're sick. Because if you were not sick, you would still be able, you would still be in the masjid. The only thing that was keeping you from coming to the masjid is that sickness. And of course, that's outside, out of your control. And that's why when you make the conviction and you're doing some of the things that you're doing, and you always have that conviction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the reward. And so you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when? Ask Allah to reach Ramadan and make the planning so that inshallah you will get the reward. And also, if someone wants to be successful, they have to plan. They have to plan. You can't just, you know, start a business and never have any business plan or anything like that. That you're going to fail. You're going to fail. And also you have to learn how to do things correctly. And so that's why when something big is coming up, we all plan. And the month of Ramadan is coming. And this month of Sha'ban is a month in which people don't use it properly, don't prepare themselves properly, to the point where they waste this time. And so when the month of Ramadan comes, they are unable to take full advantage of it. And that's why we have to learn the rulings that are connected to the month of Ramadan. We have to learn the rulings, because if you don't know the rulings, you'll make mistakes. And then mistakes during that particular time are costly. Just like when a person wants to drive, before they can even drive, before they get the learner's permit, what do they have to do? They have to take the written test. They have to know the rules of the road. And then they get on the road, and then that's when, for beginners, that's when they practice. But then you have to know the rules first. You can't just do it along the way. That's not somebody who is prioritizing that which needs to be prioritized. And so when it comes to the month of Ramadan and the month of Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban is a month that we should start, and we should, as is always, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. And when someone cleanses their hearts, then it's easier for them to do good deeds. And of course, the month of Ramadan is a very blessed month. But the month of Sha'ban is the month, inshaAllah, that you should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person's heart is cleansed, a person's heart is pure, then it makes it easier for that person to do good deeds. It makes it easy for that person to recite the Quran and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when a person commits a sin, a black spot, nukita fi qalbihi nuktatan sawda. When a person commits a sin, there's a black spot that is on a person's heart. And if they keep on committing that sin, then it affects them also, and it makes that person's heart become diseased and sick. Just like you and us, anyone who is physically sick, anyone who becomes sick, they have no energy. Anyone who becomes sick, sometimes they have no appetite. Anyone who becomes sick, when a person becomes sick, sometimes they can't get out of bed even. They don't have the energy to do anything. The normal things that they would normally be doing, they don't have the energy to do it because they're sick. So when a person's heart is sick, they are unable to pray at nighttime and fast in the daytime. When they sit and recite the Quran, it is an extreme burden upon them. It is very, very difficult because the heart is sick. And so the first thing that one has to do is we have to cleanse our heart by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the diseases of the heart are caused by the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sins that you're committing. And that's why supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make that change right now during this month, the month of Sha'ban. And when you do so, inshallah, when you have the conviction and you go forward and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cleanse your heart. And when the month of Ramadan comes, you will hit the month of Ramadan with full of energy, and you'll be able to take advantage of it, inshallah. And that's why this is a month in which a lot of people, are neglectful. A lot of people don't know the virtues of it. A lot of people don't realize how important this month is. And because they don't realize how important this month is, that when Ramadan comes, they're not prepared. And that's why the month of Ramadan, what do you see? You see, mashallah, a lot of people at the beginning of the month, you see a lot of people coming to the masjid. And then the first 3-4 days, the masjid is packed. And then after that, after the first week, you get less people. And after the second week, you get even less people. And then until people start coming back, when Ramadan is almost over. When Ramadan is almost over. And so people don't take full advantage of that because they're not prepared. It's like what? It's like a person who's running a marathon. When you're preparing, well, you know, if you have a big race coming up, or you have a marathon that's coming up, what do? You prepare for it ahead of time. You prepare for all that's coming up, because you know it's going to be It's going to be a challenge or difficult. There are some difficulties involved. And so you prepare for it. And if you don't prepare for it, what do you end up doing? You run, mashallah, at the beginning, you might have a lot of energy. And in the end, or even the middle, it's over. And then when it's almost over, the time is over, you're still trying to run at the end. You go, let me see, you know, I only got this much time left, it's almost over. Everyone's passed you away, passed you up already, because you didn't prepare for it ahead of time. And so that's why the month of Ramadan is the month of course, tawbah, the month of Qur'an, the month of sadaqah and zakat and so forth. But all of these acts should be done before. In fact, even the giving of the zakat, one misconception that people have is every single time when Ramadan comes, if you ask anybody, what's the best time to give zakat? What's the best time to give zakat? What does everyone say? What does everybody say? Everybody says, Ramadan, of course. It's the best time to give zakat. But you know, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not wait for the month of Ramadan to give zakat. Zakat is whenever it's due, of course. But they didn't wait for specifically and choose Ramadan to give zakat. And those who wait to only give zakat during the month of Ramadan, even if they give it ahead of time, even before the time comes, they're just waiting for Ramadan to give. They're actually, you know, they're giving something that, of course, is mandatory. And so some scholars have said it's better to give it outside of Ramadan. When it's time, you give it. Why? Because during the month of Ramadan, you can increase in your acts. You can give more. Because Ramadan is it's easy to get. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door of Jannah. إذا جاء رمضان فتحت أبواب الجنة وغلقت أبواب النيران وصفدت الشياطين. When Ramadan comes, the doors of paradise are open, and the doors of the hellfire are closed, and the shayateen are shackled, to make it easier for us to do good deeds. So Ramadan, inshallah, you're going to give. So during this time, if you have zakat to give, if someone is in need, give them your zakat, even outside of Ramadan. Then you have the opportunity when Ramadan comes to earn even more reward. So that's why those who give it outside, they get more reward, because in Ramadan they're still going to give also. They're also going to give. They're going to give outside Ramadan and they're going to give inside Ramadan. So those who are the believers are consistent in their good deeds. The believers are consistent in their good deeds. And that's why the most beloved deeds to Allah are deeds that are most consistent. أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The best deeds in the sight of Allah are the most consistent, even if it's just a small amount. And so that's why the recitation of the Qur'an should be now. And then when Ramadan comes, you can increase it, inshaAllah. And that's why Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, during the month of Ramadan, he used to finish the Qur'an twice. You might say, how can you finish twice in one day? Twice in one day, ya Allah. He didn't do that outside Ramadan. You might say, well, it's not permissible to finish it in less than 3 days, right? But they were already finishing in 3 days. And if you're already finishing in 3 days already when Ramadan comes, how can you do more than that? If they still do the same as before, that's already the maximum, right? Normally. But so that's why the scholars have mentioned that it's not permissible to do it on a consistent basis. But they were already doing it every 3 days. And so when Ramadan comes, they would finish it every day. The whole Quran every single day. Or like Imam Shafi'i, twice every day. You might say, what? How did he do that? Like how do you find time to recite the Quran twice a day? What are you doing? He's reciting the Quran all the time. Reciting the Qur'an all the time. And he was already reciting the Qur'an very often. And the companions were the same way. They would increase in their good deeds. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to be very generous. كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون
في رمضان. He was already the most generous of all people, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Abdullah ibn Abbas mentioned, وَكَانَ أَجْوَدْ مَا يَكُونَ. And the time that in which he was most generous was during Ramadan. So he increased his actions during Ramadan. But it didn't mean that he was already, he didn't do it outside. No, he was already generous during the month of Sha'ban. And so that's why when a person, if somebody wants to be successful, someone wants to be successful, wants to be a good Muslim, you have to be consistent in your acts of good deeds. And so the month of Sha'ban is the month in which a lot of people are unaware of and don't take full advantage of. So this is the month, inshallah, to take advantage and start planning and start doing the deeds that we normally would be doing during the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us during this month and help us to witness the month of Ramadan. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. We Muslims, we have to be examples for others also. The month of Ramadan and even outside the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. And who is better in speech than one who calls to Allah? وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا, and does righteous deeds. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and he says, indeed I am amongst the Muslims. So the month of Ramadan that's coming up needs preparation. And one of the preparations that we need is da'wah for the sake of Allah, and da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you see people celebrating Christmas and all the other celebrations that they have, and festivals that people have, and holidays that others celebrate, when Ramadan comes, we also have to let Muslims know that this is a blessed month for us. And we have to call them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our good deeds, especially your neighbors. Maybe when you're cooking something, you have something, and you have your neighbors, tell them like, hey, this is what I have. This is what we have for our, we're breaking our fast right now, and we just want to share with you some of the food that we have. This is a very, very blessed month for us. And they might not even know it's the month of Ramadan. And said, we've been fasting the whole day because... وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, because we're Muslims. We're Muslims and we believe in God. We believe in God and we've been ordered to fast during this month. So you take this opportunity, right, to prepare for that also, so that you can make da'wah also. And of course we do so all the time, right? But especially with the coming month, inshallah, prepare for that. And so you prepare for it by also taking the opportunity. Like right now, many of the masajids are looking for opportunities to buy the dates and the food for the people making iftar, right? And so if you wait for that time, you might not have the opportunity. So you want to take the opportunity to make sure that you want to contribute. You go to the people who are in charge and say, I want to take these days. Please, you know, buy the dates and everything like that. I want to sponsor these days when it comes to iftar ahead of time. This is how a Muslim always tries to take advantage and tries to make sure that they earn at the maximum reward. And so when a person, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلَ أَجْرِهِ غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أَجْرِ صَائِمِ شَيْئًا. Whoever gives a person that which he uses to break his fast with, he will have the reward of that person. So you double your reward immediately without decreasing in the reward of the person who is fasting at all. You don't decrease in the other person's reward. And for those who have habits, like there are certain habits, whether it's haram, of course you should be leaving it already. And you should be leaving it if you haven't done so. But sometimes there are certain people who have habits. Like, for example, someone who's used to drinking coffee, then they should. If they know that if they stop drinking coffee, they're going to get a headache. You don't want to get the headaches during the month of Ramadan. You don't want to get the headaches during the month of Ramadan. Because when the month of Ramadan comes, when the headache comes, then you won't be able to read Qur'an. You won't be able to come to the masjid, make dhikr, or pray, taraweeh prayer. And so that's why you want to make sure that anything that will affect you during the month of Ramadan and distract you, you do so right now. So that your body will be prepared for it. So you prepare yourself before the coming month. You prepare yourself mentally, and you prepare yourself also. You should prepare yourself physically also. And so this is the month in which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to fast almost every single day. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast during the month of Sha'ban. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fast so much so that they thought that they actually noticed that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast. He fasted so much that the companions would come and ask, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, why is it that I see you fasting during this month more than you fast in the other months? Why is it that I see you fasting during this month more than you fast during the other months?" Notice that the companions, first of all, they're very keen. And they're asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They're asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they notice every single action that he does, every little thing. So he says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, This is the month in which يغفل الناس عنه فيه, that people forget about, that they're unaware. They're this is the month that comes after Rajab, between Rajab and Ramadan, that people forget. This month, he fasts, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, this is the month in which deeds go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Deeds go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I want, when my deeds go up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I be in a state of fasting. So this is the month that deeds go up. And in the middle of Sha'ban, when your deeds go up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all Muslims who don't associate with him anything, right? Except for those who have a grudge between them. And so the grudge between them, just like during the other months, Thursday is the day in which your deeds go up, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also fasted. So when he said, this is the month that people are unaware, this is the month in which people are don't take full advantage of. This, the month of Sha'ban, is the month of fasting. The month of fasting. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not fast any month except for Ramadan, the whole month, and the month of Sha'ban, the Prophet ﷺ fasted almost the whole month. So it's sunnah to fast as much as you can during this month. The only time when it's forbidden to fast is if it's almost Ramadan. If it's almost Ramadan and somebody decides to fast because he's afraid that the next day might be Ramadan or might not be Ramadan. It's called Yawm al-Shak. It's not permissible to fast unless it's a fast that you're used to fasting anyways. Like if it falls on a Monday and you always fast on a Monday anyways. Or if it falls on a Thursday and you always fast on a Thursday anyways. So unless it's something that you're used to fasting, then you continue to fast. But you don't just choose that specific day to fast. And so the month of Sha'ban, all of it. If someone wants to fast, whether it's Mondays or Thursdays or Wednesdays or Saturdays and Sundays or even Fridays, if you want to fast, inshallah, fast as much as you can. Fast as much as you can in, of course, in following the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why, and so it's very important for us to do deeds when people are forgetful. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ذَاكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفِلُ نَاسُ عَنْهُ بَيْنَ رَجَبَ رَمَضَانَ. This is the month that people are unaware. So when people are unaware and you, or less people are doing it and you're the one that's doing it, the reward is greater. The reward is greater. And that's why when in times of fitan, in times of trials and tribulations, when people are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you worship Allah, you will get ajru khamsin minkum. You will get the reward of 50 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why is the reward so great? Because there's no one doing it in times of trials and tribulations and you're doing it. And why is the prayer at nighttime so great? Because everyone is sleeping. وَصَلُّوا بِالنَّاسِ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامٌ وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ. And pray at nighttime when people are sleeping. The reward is great. The people of Jannah are the people who do deeds when others are not doing it. When people are forgetful, they revive the sunnah. They revive the sunnah and they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently in times of ease and in times of hardship, outside Ramadan and inside Ramadan. That's why this is a very, very important month, because people forget about it. And more importantly, these deeds go up during this time. You want your best deeds to always be that seal, to be in a state of fasting. So in the yearly time in which interval that your deeds go up is the month of Sha'ban. And the Messenger of Allah fasted this month very often, because these are the days in which your deeds go up. And there's just a side note that there is no sunnah when it comes to the middle of Sha'ban to do any specific prayer or fasting and so forth for that particular day only. And it's a blessed day. The whole month is blessed, but the month is blessed. But there's no specific celebration for the middle of Nisfu Sha'ban and so forth. It's just virtuous in and of itself, but there's nothing that says you have to pray a certain prayer or fast a certain fast. And so this month, take advantage of it right now and prepare for the next month that's coming up. And then when Ramadan comes, you'll be hitting it, inshallah, running, which means that you'll be able to take full advantage of it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us alive and help us to witness the month of Ramadan and accept our deeds. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة